Organised chaos, that's what it is. It's not even organised chaos, is it?
Can I just apologise to Benny and Andrew on the quiz?
What about to the entire Rush Hour family for that fruity language of yours?
It wasn't fruity. It was...
Well, why were you frustrated?
Well, what do happened? You reckon? You're asking me questions I can't answer.
it was just a question about the quiz.
We'll be back again tomorrow.
It's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Charles here at Triple M.
All right, Bern, let's talk to the Port LA footy boss, Chrissy Davies, a ripping fella, does a wonderful job down there at Albany, and he joins us on the Rush Hour. Good afternoon, Christopher.
Andrew, Bernie.
Well, where do we start? Obviously, you were a little bit critical of the Adelaide Crows regarding the breach. Do you think they played some sort of role in the AFL's rejection, South Australia's AFL rejection? Yes or no?
It can't really be a yes or no answer. I think that suggesting I was critical is probably a step too far. What I have said is that I don't believe it helped. But at the same time, that's a question for South Australian Health. Our challenge now is to deal with the circumstances that we've got in front of us, and it's looking like we're potentially going to have to fly interstate to conduct the pre-season aspect of our training before the games start again.
Did it come as a bit of a shock, or did it blindside you, the government's decision last night?
I'm not blindsided. I mean, we always knew that there was potential for it. I think that we were hoping for a different outcome. There's no doubt about that. But, right now, as I say, the decision was made last night, and we've been, certainly in the last 24 hours, finalising what a base in Queensland for us, will look like. So that's been the focus of our attention in the last, period of time, Bernie.
Yeah, right. So the you got a choice on where to go, and how does all that work? And with the non-contact or the non-contact here in South Australia, you'd want to be getting on the move pretty quickly, I presume.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's our challenge now, is with the government, I guess, confirming that we can't do any contact work really until June the 8th. Yeah, that would put us too far behind from a preparation perspective, in comparison to the other teams. I note that the WA government today gave their two teams the authority to conduct competitive training from the 25th of May. So being 2 weeks behind that is certainly not going to be ideal. So, at this point in time, it looks like, as I say, we're going to have to move into state and finalise our preparations for the restart of the 2020 season. We're hoping in Queensland. That's certainly our preference, but we've still got to work through some things with the AFL in regard to that too.
Christopher, if it is Queensland hub, their policy is no jab, no play. All your boys have had their flu vaccination?
To the extent that I'm across that, Andrew, I think yes. So we've had, obviously, all of the South Australian-based guys have had the flu jab already.
Yep.
Some of the guys who came back from interstate over the last week or two are still in quarantine. So, they'll be getting theirs sorted in the short term. But I guess your question is more about who and how we'll go about getting our players up to Queensland. Mm. We'll leave it up to each individual. We won't force anyone to come up. I mean, clearly there's going to be unfortunate ramifications for anyone who can't. But, if someone's got a legitimate reason to not want to be there, then we're happy to listen to that. And as I say, we're not going to force anyone to catch the plane with us.
How long do you expect to be away in the first block of games? Have they given you an indication on, obviously you're going to go early and train up there first? How long do you expect to be up there?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Bernie, and one that I probably can't answer with a great deal of authority, other than to say that certainly it's going to be extended by the pre-season phase, which the AFL have said that it is going to be 3 weeks. So, if we're up there for the first 3 weeks pre-season-wise, and then if you say that there's, who knows, a 3 or 4 or 5 game sort of period that the AFL want to get away early, then it's going to, most likely extend to, a 6 week or so period of time, maybe even more. So that's one of the challenges that our players and staff are going to have to get over. I mean, what we don't want this to be seen as is an excuse for non-performance when the season starts. So this is something that that we're going to have to deal with and be good enough to deal with in order to be successful and to the level that we want to be in 2020.